Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 22. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 3, wind chill values as low as 6 below, west wind around 7 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 33, breezy with a southwest wind 7 to 16 miles per hour, gusting to 28. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 17, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 31. And in the news for today, in state news, according to the Wisconsin Examiner this morning, Democrats were incensed that Republican leader Robin Vos, in announcing his plan to wrap things up in the state assembly winter session on Thursday, tossed aside dozens of bills, some with bipartisan support, that aim to meet the needs of Wisconsinites. Instead, his agenda focused almost exclusively on a package of election-related bills designed to crack down on illegal voting, driven by discredited assertions that the 2020 election was riddled with fraud. Democrats said there were many missed opportunities by leaving so many proposals unfinished, and now legislators will have to wait until after the spring elections to get back to them. Instead of dealing with these pressing issues, Republicans are still obsessing over and relitigating the 2020 general election, said Representative Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat from Beloit. Among the bills Republicans did pass on Thursday on straight party line votes over Democrats' objections were a concurrence with Senate Bill 935, which prohibits private grants to municipalities to help with election administration. Another bill, SB 936, requires the Wisconsin Elections Commission to respond to all citizen complaints and to provide copies of every citizen complaint filed related to voting and elections to the legislature. One major decision did get decided on Thursday, a unanimous vote that orders the state of Wisconsin to fund a replacement for the troubled Lincoln Hills School for Boys. The vote came just days after Assembly Speaker Vos said the measure was unlikely to pass his chamber. Again, some information for this report came from the Wisconsin Examiner. And also in state news with National Connection, the Wisconsin National Guard confirmed Thursday that its troops have not received orders directing them to mobilize in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Approximately 150 soldiers from the 107th Maintenance Company, however, do remain in Eastern Europe as part of a deployment that left for the region last summer. The company is based in Sparta with detachments in Viroqua and in Camp Ripley, Minnesota. At the time of their departure, the National Guard indicated they would head to Poland, Lithuania, and Romania, as well as other NATO locations. While those countries are not far from the fighting, President Biden has repeatedly indicated he does not want to interject U.S. forces into the conflict. That, according to an online report from WMTV in Madison. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.